Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, back on the throne, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello. Got my crown shined and all ready for this week's show.
But first, we better go over last week's challenge.
Yes, I said start with a queen, add an F, then rearrange the result to spell two places that are usually guarded. Who is the queen, and what are the places?
Cleopatra, you add an F, rearrange, and are left with fort and palace.
Mm-hmm. You are correct. All right, Ian, on February 15th, 1965, the familiar red and white maple leaf design was officially inaugurated as the national flag of Canada. There was a huge debate in Parliament about it. They formed a special flag committee. 3,500 suggestions came in. 2,100 of them had maple leaves. Good. Almost 400 of them had beavers on them. In honor of the mighty maple leaf, this week our quiz is about national flags.
Oh boy, this should be tough.
The flag of what South American country is comprised of a blue disc inside a yellow rhombus on a green background, and also features the country's motto, Order and Progress, written in Portuguese?
Well, I can thank the World Cup for teaching me that this is the flag of Brazil.
Olé! They don't have the flags on your world map shower curtain, do they?
They don't. You have to write them in with a Sharpie.
Oh. One of only two square national flags, the flag of what Western European country depicts a white cross centered on a red background?
I believe that's Switzerland.
It is. Bonus fact, the other country with a square national flag is Vatican City.
Uh-huh.
There are five countries whose flags depict differently colored versions of what is often called the Nordic cross, where the horizontal bar runs across the middle of the flag and the vertical bar is slightly left of center. Name any three of these five countries.
Okay, I know one is Sweden.
That is correct.
And I'll guess one is Denmark.
That's two.
And I'll hope that one is Finland.
Good hope. You are correct. The flag of what African country bears a strong resemblance to the U.S. flag, reflecting the emigration of the country's original settlers from the United States in 1820?
That's Liberia.
The capital of Monrovia, named after James Monroe. The Liberian flag has 11 alternating red and white stripes, and they only have a single white star in the blue field in the upper left corner.
Uh-huh.
And finally, the three colors on Italy's flag are, from left to right, green, white, and red. Replace the red band with an orange one, and you'll get the flag of what other country whose name starts with I? Aye, laddie, I can't believe you can't get this question right.
Oh, of course, it's Ireland.
Ireland, yep. A third country whose name starts with I, India, also has a orange, white, and green bar, but they're rotated the other way. They go horizontally. Well, only one flag on the play this week. Ian went 4 for 5. If you were a country, what would your national flag look like? Write to us, or better yet, send us a picture. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can unfurl your laptop to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit questions, or the weekly challenge, which is?
Think of a four-word phrase famously used on a flag during wartime in the U.S. Use each letter in the phrase once, and rearrange them to spell a two-word phrase that might describe someone unprepared for war. What are the phrases?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. And Mike, we'll be back at the same time next week.
Yep, we'll run another category up the flagpole. See you then.